Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 65, Sabinian.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Last week we talked about like one of the greatest popes ever, Pope Gregory the Great. And you got to think, you never want to be the guy that has to follow a pope whose nickname is the Great, because it's always going to be just a huge letdown. They have this amazing, charismatic, incredible pope. And you've all heard of Gregory the Great before listening to this podcast. But I'm willing to bet that very few of you have ever heard of or known anything about today's pope, which is Pope Sabinian. There's this great quote in Horace Mann's great papal history at the beginning of his chapter on Sabinian. And in his quote, he says, "We now have to notice a group of popes who, like the ghostly kings in Macbeth, pass across the stage of life but say nothing." So yeah, we've heard all about Gregory the Great. Mann devotes like 150 pages to Gregory the Great. And then we get to Sabinian and it's like 5 pages. And the same for like the next couple of popes. So poor Sabinian, let's talk about him. Sabinian was born in Tuscany. He was the son of a man named Bonus. We don't really know much about his early life, and we really first encounter him in 593, where he's the papal apocrisarius, the papal representative to Constantinople. And he had been appointed that by Pope Gregory the Great. He was a member of the secular clergy. And this is important. We heard last week about how Gregory the Great appointed a lot of monks to be in positions of power, to be members of his court, to be, you know, members of the bureaucracy of the papacy. And he didn't really appoint members of the secular clergy, the diocesan clergy. So it's important for us to notice that Sabinian, he's a member of the secular clergy. He's a diocesan deacon. And from Gregory's letters to him, it seems like Sabinian didn't necessarily live up to the Pope's expectations. Gregory seems to have hoped that Sabinian would be less timid in his negotiations in the court of Constantinople. And in 597, Sabinian returned home. And the next we hear about him comes in March of 604 with the death of St. Gregory the Great. Sabinian was elected Pope, but as we've been hearing, you know, he had to get his permission from the court in Constantinople. And so he had to wait about 6 months before being consecrated, in order to give time for that permission to come back. And he was consecrated Pope September 13th, 604. As Pope, Sabinian had to deal with similar problems as Gregory. There was famine, there was war, there was negotiating and paying off the Lombards. Gregory had established a pretty decent peace with the Lombards, but he had to keep re-upping that by paying them and bribing them from not fighting. So he had to deal with a lot of the same issues as Gregory, but his pontificate seems to have a bit of a backlash to Gregory the Great, because Gregory, as I mentioned, relied almost exclusively on monastic clergy, on religious monks who had left everything to live the Benedictine rule. And Sabinian, as a member of the secular clergy, he returned to relying upon mainly members of the secular clergy. And so he filled the ranks of administrative positions in Rome with members of the secular clergy. Now, despite doing his best, the people were not really happy with him. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, after a charismatic, outgoing, generous pope in Pope Gregory, they got someone who just really, in their view, couldn't measure up. They had gotten used to just excellence, and Sabinian, who was doing his best, wasn't living up to their expectations. He wasn't bad, he wasn't evil, but he wasn't Gregory. And so, consequently, we have legends of Sabinian refusing to care for the poor, and then Gregory appearing to him by dreams and scolding him. And we shouldn't take these too seriously, but there were a couple things that Sabinian did which maybe might have upset the people. And the biggest was that Sabinian, as Pope, was in charge of distributing the grain supply during times of famine. And it seemed like that whereas Gregory gave grain supplies for free, Sabinian charged. And it was a really reasonable price. It was probably economically necessary. You probably couldn't keep giving away things for free because, you know, you can only do that so long before you run out. But it looked bad. For all the good reasons he might have had, it just looked bad. Gregory gave this to us for free. Gregory cared for the poor. You don't seem to give it to the poor. And so when Sabinian died in February of 606, people were still pretty unhappy with him. And he was apparently so distasteful to the Roman people that a mob of Romans blocked his funeral procession. They had to bring him around to St. Peter's by a back road for his burial. Sabinian was succeeded by our 66th bishop of Rome, Pope Boniface III, and we'll hear about his short pontificate in a short episode next week. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of Catholic Bites Podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you and God bless.